goes well.
Okay. Anyway, good afternoon. My topic is root exudates driving interspecific facilitation by enhanced nodulation and nitrogen fixation. My name is Long Li from China Agricultural University. As you know, ito crop is grow at least two crops at the same field, same time, on the same field. So that's it enhances diversity in agroecosystem. Ito cropping has been practiced by farmers in China for more than 2,000 years. There are lots of kind of ito crop system in China. This is along the Yellow River. Except for cereals ito cropping, there are lots of legumes cereals ito crop system like wheat. Wheat and sorbi, maize, the corn, millet, peanut, and tobacco, peanut ito crop system. There are above and below ground interactions between two species. We have a lot of research work on fava bean and maize ito crop system. This is interspecific competition and interspecific facilitation. So we in the above ground, there are different appearance, different performance of maize associated with different crops. So we would like to know what happened below ground. So we at the beginning, we use this kind of experiment in a field. We use a root barrier in a below ground. We use a plastic sheet barrier and a nylon mesh barrier and no barrier. That means no any root interactions, some partial root interaction and fully rooted reactions. So we get some nitrogen acquisition. Along this treatment, rooted reaction increase the nitrogen acquisition by both crops increased compared to non-rooted reactions. So we wondering what's the mechanism behind the increase of nitrogen acquisition by two crops. So firstly, we like to know, is there any nitrogen transfer from legumes to cereals? So we eject the nitrogen 50 into the legumes plant. After a few crops, a couple of weeks, we measured the nitrogen 50 in the cereals. Actually, we found that there is very little nitrogen transfer from legumes to cereals. So directly nitrogen transfer is not mainly pathway of nitrogen facilitation in the system. So we added some nitrogen 50 into the soil with different root interaction by root barrier, plastic barrier, nylon mesh barrier, no barrier. That means root interaction increased along this direction. With the root interaction increase, the nitrogen fixation, nitrogen acquisition by fava beans decreased. Nitrogen acquisition by wheat is increased. So wheat use more soil and fertilizer nitrogen, whereas fava bean acquired less nitrogen from soil and fertilizer by root interactions. So actually, we observed the nitrogen acquisition by legume also is increased. So what, where is the nitrogen came from for legumes? So we measured the biological nitrogen fixation in the field by nitrogen 50 isotope method, we found the biological nitrogen fixation is increased as a result of enhanced nodulation by intercrop system. So we have conclusion. There are interspecific belong ground interactions very important in the system. So cereals with a large root system have more competitive to mineral nitrogen in soil, which result in overyield of cereals. So decrease the soil mineral nitrogen, stimulate the nodulation and the nitrogen fixation of associated legumes. So we would like to have a question: is there any, if the the more intercropped, more competitive to nitrogen intercropped cereals has the more nitrogen fixation of associated legumes? So we have a research question. We in the field we conduct a field experiment. We use a measured biological nitrogen fixation associated with cereals in contrast competitive to soil mineral nitrogen. We use in this system, wheat had more competitive to nitrogen than maize did. So, however, the nitrogen fixation of fava bean with maize was much higher than wheat. You can see it's higher than this, right? This monoculture. Therefore, the decline of soil nitrate concentration caused by intercrop cereals is not the sole mechanism for maize protein promoting fava bean nodulation. So here we have another research question. Is there any other mechanism underlying the enhanced nodulation and biological nitrogen fixation of intercropped legumes? So based on literature, we first would like to look at the nodulation processes. Firstly, legume exudated some flavonoids, that's as a signal to induce the nodule not genes expressed in rhizobium that relate to release. After that, the rhizobium release the node node factor. Node factor further deform the root hair deformation. So that started the nodulation and nitrogen fixation. So we our scientific hypothesis is cereals, associated cereals influence this process and this process, and third way is this process. So we measured the root hair deformation. You can see we added some root exudating from maize and wheat and barley and wheat. We found that fava bean root hair deformation 12 hours after inoculation with the rhizobium was significantly increased by added root maize root exudates, but not by wheat and barley root exudates. So we also use this system. We collect some root exudates from wheat, barley, and maize to add it to the fava bean cultivated with quartz. Here, we found that this is a maize root exudation, and this way is barley and wheat and the control. We found the maize root exudates significantly increased the number of medullarized nodule of fava bean roots, as well as their fresh wheat, compared with the control and with the wheat or barley root exudate. However, the barley and wheat root exudate didn't affect the roots, didn't affect the Fababi nodulation. So we also measured the some flavonoids in the root eudates. We found that the genistic concentration in root eudates collected from mixture of maize and Fababi was 73% higher than that of the mean of the two crops grown alone. Therefore, the enhance of nodulation was likely due to the enrichment with the genistic in root eudates when Fababi was intercropped with the maize. So we use the same experiment. We would like to get some molecular evidence for this by quantitative real-time PCR. So we found the CFI gene show 11-fold increase in Fababi roots, indicated a major upregulation of flavonoids synthesis in Fababi roots, 12 after be treated with maize root eudates. The other gene that is encoding nodule-like protein was also enhanced. And 24 hours, we treat another gene, the relative to nodulation, also is upregulated. So, and 35 days after treatment, still forms some gene relative to nodulation and it was upregulated. And finally, we found the, some nitrogen fixation gene also upregulated in a system treated by maize root eudates. So finally, we go to the conclusion. Our result provide a new mechanism for whole maize promoted nitrogen fixation in this system, intercrop system. Maize root exudate contains some significant flavonoids and promoted flavonoids synthesis if Fababi thus trigger nodulation with evolved of hormone signaling and stimulating nitrogen fixation by enhanced activity of protein involved in nitrogen fixation and the gene expression and the physiologic level. That is, I think, that is have some importance of diversity enhance ecosystem productivity and for developing sustainable agriculture. I would like to thank some colleagues for help and some funding agent. Thanks for your attention.
Actually, in
Fababi and the maize system, farmers use two rows of Fababi and two rows of maize. It's very closed, so interaction is very intensive between two species. Why intercropping is popular, practiced by farmers. I think in China we have very limited land per person. So farmers want to get more benefit from land, also want to get diverse food because in the intercrop system, it can get much higher yield and more, especially for wet crop season area. If you use a monoculture system, you just harvest wet times wet year. If you use a intercrop, you can harvest two crops one year. That's very important for farmers, especially for ancient farmers. Nowadays, population became bigger and bigger in China, so land is decreased. So farmers want to get more yield. I think that why the farmer use intercrop in China. Yeah, that's a good question. In this experiment, we use different species associated with barley, wheat, and maize. We recently have some experiment with different core variety to look at what's the difference rootedities, especially for flavonoids. So we found that there are big variation in flavonoids exudated between different cultivars of maize.